bring that coat out to you, you're outside and you've forgotten your coat, you might say, will you please
bring my coat?
Okay. Now you have a coat that won't fit you this year, but last year you were able to wear it. So you would say, we'll say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it what perfectly?
It fit perfectly.
All right. If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a
new one.
All right, let's say it's a man's trousers and coat. Now, what would you say that would be? You would have to buy a
new breeches and a coat.
All right. Do you call the combination of the breeches and coat any by any other name together?
A suit.
All right. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them do what?
Bumpers. They don't fit. They just got bumps.
All right, they have bumps in them. What do you call those bumps, Lucille?
Bones, I guess.
All right, but have you ever said, you can't put, to the children, you just can't put any more things in those pockets, they'll...
Stuffed.
All right, okay. Now we're going to talk about the word shrink, you know, like clothing shrinks and so on. Now, the collar did what in the hot water?
Shrinked.
All right, that's yesterday it...
Shrunk.
No, what did you say first of all?
Yesterday it fit.
No, now forget fitting. We'll just say what it did in hot water. It...
Shrunk.
All right. And you're going to say, I hope this shirt won't...
Shrunk.
Okay. And the one I washed yesterday...
Didn't shrink.
Well, let's say it did. Yeah. All right, the one I had yesterday...
It did shrink.
Okay, and lately it seems that every one I have washed has...
Shrunk.
All right. Now, here's a fun one, Lucille. When a girl goes out to a party, when she's getting ready, you say she likes to... She's dressing and...
Dressing
getting
up.
Getting all ready. What do you say?
Dressing up.
All right. All right. Do you use any other terms for that?
No.
You say, oh my, doesn't she like to...
Dress up.
All right. Do you use any different expressions for men when they're dressing up?
No.
Any at all? If you're... Maybe you're joking about them sometime and say how the men like to... And they like to get their hair just so, and they look in the mirror. What might you say about your sons, your teenage young?
You might want to.
Yes, I do want to hear. If they're in front of the mirror, taking all the time to get ready, what would
prepping.
You say? All right, that's what I wanted to say. They're
prepping up.
All right, sure. Yeah. That's what I want you to tell me. Do you have what do you say for women who are putting on their makeup? Or yourself, not, you wouldn't just say dressing up, would you? Wouldn't you say something else?
No, they'd be putting on the makeup, prepping, I guess, because that's what I tell mine they're doing.
What do you say to them then?
And they'll bother me, and I say, every time you go, you got to prep up to go to the washerette.
That's right, even just to go to the washerette, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's typical, I guess, for young girls today. Or even for the boys, huh?
Yeah, so they don't know who they might see.
That's right. They don't, do they? It's true.
No, that's true.
All right, what do you call that small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry their money in?